Ladies and gentlemen, if I may have your attention, please. Now, there's something very wrong with our atmosphere today. With that, I think each one of you will agree. It makes you choke, it makes you wheeze, it's killing plants and killing trees, may even kill the likes of you and me. Of the problem, you're aware, but we're not getting anywhere until we fight it individually. Now, you're probably all asking yourselves, what can I do, me, just an average, ordinary citizen, to help repair the air, right? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can give your car a tune-up, you can bag instead of burn-up, you can check your heating system annually. And it's no big sacrifice to watch your engine smog device to make certain that it's working properly. If you see a violator, report the perpetrator. Just call your local health authorities. If we all would do our share in towns and cities everywhere, cleaning up the air would be a breeze. Join with your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Devil Town. Many of the early southwestern towns were tough, but by far the worst of all, the one frankly named Devil Town, was composed, with only one exception, of as deadly a group of cattle rustlers, horse thieves, and murderers as ever boasted of dire deeds. And deadliest and smartest of all was Big Sawyer Benson, who ran the town and its assorted outlaws with an iron hand. Our story opens in the general store owned by Benson. Two men are looking out the window, watching a big scar-faced man ride up.
The boss here looks sore, won't
I? Yeah, I'm so Benson sore, I ain't hankering to be around. Come on, Al, let's ease out the back door.
We can't. He told us to wait here for him.
Whoa!
Look at him yank them reins.
Whoa, you blasted cayuse, or I'll put a bullet through you. Whoa!
Guess the Kerry woman wouldn't sell him her spread.
Yeah, that's the trouble, Al. Here he comes. I sure ain't looking forward to this.
Well, what are you two pack rats gawping at?
Nothing, sir.
You told us to wait for you, boss.
Shut up. I'll do the talking here. I offered Prudence Carey $300 for her place, and she turned it down.
It's worth lots more than that, boss.
I'll teach you to interrupt, you scum!
Oh, easy, boss.
Now, keep your trap shut. Now, get on your horses and ride out there. I told her if she wasn't off that place bagging baggage in half an hour, she'd be shot down and thrown to the wolves, you understand?
Yeah, sure, boss.
We'll ride right out, sir.
You bet you'll ride out. And just to make sure you understand, I'll kick your worthless carcasses right out.
Easy, boss.
All right, now get going.
Chick. Chick. Hungry, ain't you? Well, you can eat to your heart's content. If I do say so, you're all good-looking, well-fed hens. Just like my horses and cattle and all the rest of my stock. That thieving buzzard saw Benson wanted to buy this place for $300. Well, now what in... what do you two want?
Howdy, Miss Prudence.
You packed up yet?
So that's why you're here. No, I ain't packed up, you coyotes, and I ain't gonna get packed up. I know what Saw Benson wants this place for, because it's right handy to the big canyon where he can run his rustle cattle and brand them over.
We ain't arguing what he wants it for. You got 10 minutes to get off this place for good.
Or what?
See that rooster? Watch.
Oh, you skunk.
Next bullet's for you. 10 minutes.
But I live here peaceful and quiet. I never harmed anybody.
You heard what I said.
Either quit this place or quit living.
All right, I got no choice. Gotta leave, but...
Who live in this devil town, Cisco?
I know very little about the place, Pancho.
Huh?
But from what I have heard, some very tough hombres live in devil town.
Oh.
Wolvers, buffalo skinners, bandidos, hombres like that.
What we ride to Devil Town for, Cisco?
We are not riding to Devil Town, amigo.
No?
There's no reason for us to go there.
Uh-huh.
We're taking the trail that leads past the town.
You're not riding to troubles then, huh?
We never ride into trouble if we can help it, Pancho.
Yeah.
We ride because it's good to be in the saddle. In the open air, under the sky.
And Pancho like that too, Cisco. And Pancho like to eat too.
I was waiting for you to say that, Chico.
Eh?
But it's only the middle of the afternoon now. We'll ride until just before sundown. Then we'll make camp
and eat some more, no?
See, we will eat some more.
Cisco,
yeah?
Nice horses, nice buckboard come this way.
See, very nice. Senora is driving Pancho.
Oh?
She looks unhappy. She's crying.
Pancho, I'd like to see a senora or a senor either cry, Cisco. You make Pancho very unhappy, too.
Oh,
loco, don't you cry now, loco.
I beg your pardon, senora, but you seem sad. Can Pancho and I be of any help to you?
No, you can't. Get out of the way. I never want to see another man as long as I live.
Senora, mean us, Cisco?
We are included in what she said, Pancho.
Ooh.
We are insincere and wanting to help you, senora. Will you not tell us of your trouble?
Oh, yes, I'll tell you. I'll tell you this much. If you ride into Devil Town and come across a black-hearted galoot named Sawyer Benson, just skin him alive. Get up.
Let's ride alongside the buckboard, Pancho. Come there,
Lobo. Yes, yes, along the buckboard, Lobo.
You have told us just enough to interest the senora.
Oh, I don't know, you two hombres. You're probably just as bad as the rest of them.
I am the Cisco Kid.
Pancho is mi compañero, Pancho.
You're the Cisco Kid.
Si, senora.
Whoa, boys.
Oh, there, oh,
oh, loco, oh, loco. Listen.
I've heard about you, Cisco. Mm-hmm. Some say you're good, some say you're bad. Which is it?
Well, it's not for me to be my own judge, senora. Let me say instead that Pancho and I are always on the side of the law.
Well, you look like pretty good hombres.
Cisco, a very good hombre, senora. But Pancho not a bad hombre, too, no?
Well, I'd sure appreciate help of some kind. We got no sheriff in Devil Town. Never had ones all the time I've been living there. That was well before Saul Benson and his gang of cutthroats took over the town. Oh, that's beside the point, Cisco. I've just been turned out of my house and out of my place.
By the Saul Benson you mentioned?
Yeah. Have to leave or else get shot down by two of his killers. Oh, it's awful, Cisco, to have to leave a place you spent 20 years in building up. It's just awful.
Pancho, no, it's just awful.
Pancho, Mother May, you do not have to cry, too. Stop it.
Oh, it's just awful, Cisco.
Stop it, I tell you.
Si, Pancho, stop it.
Is there no United States Marshal in this territory, senora?
Yes, there's one over in Hampton. That's 40 miles away. Oh, but no use of my complaining to him. As soon as he turned his back, Benson had kicked me out of my place again. Oh, I'd better get going.
No, wait, senora. Turn your horses around, and Pancho and I will ride to your place with you. You can tell us the whole story on the way. I think I'm going to look up this hombre Benson very soon.
All right. You boys get busy and round up them horses of hers. They're mine now. There's only 5 of them, but we can use them. Drive him back to my place on the other side of town.
Sure thing, Saul. Get
in. Are you One Eye, Al?
Where you are, boss?
Get rid of them blasted hens. Shoot them. Then rip down that hen house. I'm aiming to build a corral here.
Sure thing, sir.
Anything else?
Yeah. Stay right here on the place. Didn't have too much trouble getting Prudence off, did you?
Nah.
Just the same, she might be back. Got a lot of spunk. If she does, run her off again. And anybody with her. You got that?
Sure, boss.
We got it, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta be getting along.
A few errands to do. I'll be out later.
Get up there. Come on.
Get rid of the hens, he said. All right, Al. Let's get rid of them.
Sure, be good target practice.
Yeah. We'll see which one can get the most, huh? Ready?
Let her go. Mighty good target practice.
It sure is. I got 3 of them.
I got 3 myself, One Eye.
Oh, you scoundrels. Killing the chickens.
Oh, wait a minute, One Eye. There's 2 hombres with her.
Yeah, and here they come.
Whoa! You measly gutter snipes. Oh, my poor chickens.
Get off this place, hombres, and get off pronto.
I don't figure we will.
Cisco say get off this place, hombre. That means get off this place.
You're the one that's going to get off the place. Come on, Al.
This is one fight I will. Welcome. This is for you, hombre. And this is for you.
Why, you maverick.
Uh-huh. Another treatment of the same should be a knock. And now for you.
You like to eat that dirt, hombres?
Give it to him, Cisco. Good for you.
Get up. Both of you. Here, I will help you.
One neck in each hand.
Take it easy, stranger.
Oh, that hurts.
I ought to shake the teeth out of your heads. And here's a sample.
No! Cut it out!
Now, get on your horses and get out of here. And if you show your faces around here again, either one of you, you'll think what I just gave you was a picnic.
Cisco, be careful of the guns.
They have not the courage even to reach for their guns. On those horses and out of here, hombres, before I lose my temper all over again.
I guess we better be going, One Eye.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one thing, stranger. It ain't going to be nice for you when Saul Benson hears about
this. I said get out of here.
We're going. Get out of here.
Oh, look what they did. Killed most of my chickens.
I'm sorry we did not get here in time to prevent that, senora.
Oh, look, my horses are gone. They took them, too. Oh, the scoundrels.
No, not cry no more, senora. Please, not cry no more.
I ain't going to cry, Pancho. I'm all done with that. I'm so blasted mad I could wring Saul Benson's thick neck.
That is not a bad idea, senora. In fact, I would say is an excellent idea.
Cisco mad too, senor, and Pancho mad.
An outrage like this is enough to make anyone mad. Senora, do you know how to use a gun?
You bet I do, Cisco. I got a nice rifle in the house. If them varmints ain't stole it.
If it is still there, be prepared to use it.
I'll go see.
Pancho feels sorry for the senora, Cisco.
Say, Pancho, so do I.
Yeah, it's still here, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho and I are going to take a ride into the town, senora.
But hadn't you better wait here, Cisco? Sure as anything, when Benson hears about this, he'll be out.
I have never been much of a one to wait, senora. Not in a case like this. I intend to find this hombre Benson just as soon as possible. Come, Pancho.
But Cisco was about to go up against one of the toughest gangs he ever faced. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of The Cisco Kid.
Ralston cereal first came along back in 1896, and it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. The vitamins are there, the minerals, the husky whole grain energy your family needs. Hot Ralston cereal, instant or regular. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
To the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Devil Town. When Cisco persuaded Prudence Carey to return to her rancho, off of which she had been ordered by Sawyer Benson on penalty of death, he found two of Benson's gunmen in possession. Raging mad because the gunmen had shot most of Prudence's beloved chickens, Cisco gave the gunmen a beating and practically threw them off the place. Now, still angry, Cisco and the faithful Pancho are riding into Deviltown toward Sawyer Benson's store.
Making war upon her lone senora. Putting her out of her home, killing her livestock, stealing her horses. We will see about that, Pancho.
We see, Cisco, we see. Pancho thinks very tough hombres in this town and the streets.
Let them be tough. I'm just in the mood, Pancho, to welcome any trouble.
Pancho thinks Cisco find plenty of troubles at the store, no?
Hey.
The senora say all tough hombres hang around the store, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho, I think we better ride right up to the store.
That is just what we are going to do, amigo. And this is the store right here. Okay,
Logo, trouble's ahead, Logo. Cisco, where the gun belt's loose in the holster, no?
Ready for anything that Saul Benson nobody wants to try, Pancho. Quieto, Pancho, listen.
How long before the boss will be back, eh?
About an hour, he said. He's gone out to his place to look over his new horse.
So Benson's not here. He's all right, Pancho. We will leave a message for him.
We can all ride out to Prue's place and get them hombres without the boss.
Hey, Joe, easy.
Will not be necessary for you to ride out and get the hombres because the hombres are here. Well, Who's going to be the first to step forward?
Not draw the guns, hombres. Pancho, watch you.
So, no one of you is going to step forward. And this is the tough town I've heard about.
It ain't wise to make that kind of talk, stranger.
So? I do not like the way you are tilting back on that chair, Coyote, so I think I will kick the chair over.
Hey, what the...
Quieto! You with that sneer on your face. I do not like that expression.
Oh!
Neither do I like your looks on general principles, hombre. So I will pick you up.
Throw you over that counter.
Bueno, chico, bueno, bueno.
Well, what are you waiting for, bad man?
Bad man.
Going to ride out to get us? We are here.
We ain't looking for no trouble, stranger.
Not with men, you are not. Only with one lone woman, unable to defend herself. Very well, I will waste no more time with such coyotes as you. But when this boss of yours comes back, tell him that the Cisco kid was here.
Cisco.
Tell him that when I meet him, I'm going to give him a beating he will never forget. Unless he returns the senora's horses and pays for every one of those chickens that were shot. You, tell him that. And take this with my compliments for the telling. Let us get out of this place, Pancho. I do not like the air in here. It smells of vulture. Now, we will see what happens, Pancho.
Pancho not know, Cisco, but Pancho thinks something plenty happens. And soon.
Howdy, boss.
Howdy. Hey, what are you doing here, One-Eye? And you, Al?
Well, I told you to stay out in the carry woman's place.
Well, we couldn't stay, boss.
Why not?
Well, the Cisco kid's out there, him and his side-winding partner.
Yeah, Cisco threw us off the place.
He threw you off the place?
That's right, boss.
What are you, a couple of school kids?
Well, he's mighty tough, Saw. And he was in here a while ago, too.
Yeah, hey, look at them shelves. He picked me up and threw me right plumb into them.
Why, you mean to say all you hombres couldn't handle the Cisco kid?
Well, I tell you, he's a bad hombre.
Yeah.
You never met up with him, have you, Saul?
No, but I sure am going to. Where is he now?
I don't know.
Probably out to Prue Carey's. He told us to tell you, boss, he was going to give you a beating you'll never forget.
Oh, he is, huh? Well, we'll see. All right, saddle up. Take your rifles and plenty of ammunition. We're all riding out to Prue Carey's, and pronto.
I don't know if that was wise or not, Cisco, going into Benson's store the way Pancho tells me you did.
I do not like to act tough, Señor, but there are times when it is best to act that way.
Cisco not only act tough, Cisco was tough.
I want all those hombres to know you are going to keep this place of yours.
Pancho think they know it. Cisco pick up a big hombre like this and throw him like this, and the big hombre go over, head over, tea kettle like this. Oh, the Pancho fall.
Your demonstration is very realistic, Pancho. Here, I will help you out.
I wish I could have seen that.
Me too.
But I am awful afraid of that Saw Benson, Cisco. Never knew anyone to cross him and live to tell it.
Look, Senora, Cisco, riders, lots of riders.
Oh, dear, I knew it. Here they come, and Saw's riding at the head of them.
See, I'll go out of doors to meet them.
Pancho, go meet them. Pancho, draw the guns, Cisco.
No, Pancho. No? Do not touch your guns. Just keep your eyes open.
Pancho's eyes open. Pancho not take the siesta.
That is near enough. Stop your horses.
Move up here, move. So, you're the Cisco kid, eh?
Si. And if your name is Saw Benson, you are just the hombre I'm looking for.
Oh, no, you don't, Cisco. I ain't aiming to mix with you. Just yet. I'm out here to tell you to get off of this ranch. You and the Sidewinder with you. And Prue Carey.
Suppose you try putting us off the rancho, hombre.
That's just what I'm going to do. Unless you take advantage of the chance to get off now without getting hurt.
We are staying right here.
Huh? Then you sure are going to get hurt. All right, come on, boys. Open fire when I give the word. One Iron Slim, get over into the mouth of that canyon. Joe and Eddie, come
on. What they do now, Cisco?
Looks to me as if they are going to lay siege to this house. Come on, Pancho.
Yeah. Now, Cisco.
You have a cellar under this house, Senora?
Well, it's a half a cellar, Cisco.
Then go down there quickly, please.
But why?
Because those hombres are going to open fire on this house any moment. Quickly, Senora.
And there the first bullets.
Is this the trap door to the cellar?
Yeah. Oh, dear, that's Benson. He's a devil.
There is no time to talk, Senora. Now, get down the cellar. You'll be safe from the bullets there.
Oh, all right, Cisco. What about you and Poncho?
We will stay up here. All right, Poncho, lay down on the floor.
Easy, Cisco.
Take this rifle. Bueno, there's plenty of ammunition.
Cisco, lay on the floor, too.
Si, amigo, for the time being.
Poncho, not like this. Bullets coming in along the floor. Whoosh. Where's Cisco and where's Poncho?
I do not think they will, Poncho. I noticed this house is braced just above the foundation with... That skunk saw. Trying to murder all of us.
We just lay here, Cisco, and do nothing, huh?
There's nothing to do at the moment, Poncho. Uh-huh. But as soon as it gets dark, they will try to rush the house or set it on fire. And then we will have plenty to do.
It's almost dark now, Cisco.
Si. They're not firing at the house as much as they were.
Hey, that good.
I'm not so sure it is, Poncho. That bullet came through the fall wall fairly low there.
Mm-hmm.
Made a clean hole. I'm going to try and look at through it.
What's Cisco see, huh? What you see? What you see?
Don't see much of anything at the moment, amigo.
No, no.
Wait.
What?
Some of those hombres are creeping up to the house.
They think they kill us, no?
That is just what they may think. Senora.
Yes, Cisco. They gone?
No, they have not. Now, please, do not say anything. I want them to think we have all been killed.
All right, Cisco.
They come near, Cisco.
Shh, quieto, Pancho.
Pancho, say no more, Cisco. Pancho dead, no?
Pancho, quieto, I tell you.
I see you.
Our lives may depend on it.
Hey, you! In the house there, hey! Guess we got them all, boss. Well, I answer sure. I'm gonna go up easy, like.
They come, Cisco.
Shh, quieto, Pancho.
Come on out! Come out with your hands up! Come out, I say!
We got them, sure, boss. These bullets would go through them walls like paper.
Must have put 100 bullets into that house.
Here, 200.
All right. I'm going in. You hombres come, too.
Get ready, Poncho. The minute that door opens, I'm going after the Benson hombre.
Si, Cisco.
You, inside. If you're trying to trick us, I got my guns ready for you.
They're all dead, boss.
Now, Poncho.
Look out, boss!
Poncho, get your other hombres covered. Get your hands up.
You'll miss with that bullet, Benson, but I'm not going to miss with these punch. Now, get up. Have this gun on you. Get up quickly.
All right.
Have this gun in your ribs.
Don't pull that trigger, Cisco. No, don't.
It's all I can do to keep from pulling that trigger. Order these coyotes of yours to drop their guns.
But I...
Quickly.
You heard what he said, boys.
Pick them up, Poncho.
See?
Now, Benson, walk ahead of me to the door. Tell the rest of your hombres to ride off this place and stay off.
All right. Go along, boys.
You all right, sir?
I said go on along.
Come on, boys.
Now, step inside. This is far enough. Unbuckle your gun belt and drop it. Poncho, pick up this hombre's gun belt and guns.
Poncho, smell a good fight.
See, I now unbuckle my guns.
Poncho, pick up Cisco's gun belt and guns, too.
Now, Benson, we will try our fish.
Yeah, well, that suits me.
But I'm not going to soil my hands on one like you any longer than I have to. And by any longer, I mean right now.
Hombre, think a mule kick him.
Now, you are coming in the house with me, Benson, and you are going to write out a full confession about stealing the senora's horses and all the rest of the damage you have caused. And you and these two hombres are going to take a ride with Pancho and me over to the office of the United States Marshal.
No, I won't, never.
Very well, get up here. We will continue our fight.
Wait. All right, Cisco, you win. I'll sign the confession. Just don't hit me no more.
Get back into that house and write your confession.
All right.
Can't you think that hombre be glad to get into the prison, Cisco? He'd be safe away from Cisco there, no?
Sure, he's going to go to prison, Cisco.
Si, senora. Not only he, but most of the others of that gang of his. As the rest of them rode back into the town, the marshal and some of his deputies were waiting for them.
Well, it's about time.
Si, senora. Now I think you can carry on the affairs of your rancho in peace and quiet.
Thanks to you, Cisco.
Pancho and I were glad to do what we could for you, senora.
Si, senora, and Pancho very happy.
So am I, Pancho.
Pancho not want the senora to cry no more, senora.
I ain't going to cry, Pancho.
Bueno.
Cisco... I ain't young anymore, but I ain't so old, but what I can't give you a great big hug. There.
Gracias, senora.
And you too, Pancho.
Do not get the arms wrong, Pancho.
Oh, yes, I can too. There.
Good, good, Hogan. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
That last rancho, we stopped it for a drink of water.
What about that rancho, amigo?
The dog there growled at Pancho like this.
Come to think of it, I did hear that dog growling.
Oh, si, he growled at Pancho like anything.
Well, you know that is strange, Chico. Most dogs like you.
Si, most dogs like Pancho, and Pancho like most dogs. But that dog mad with Pancho.
Well, what was he mad with you about, Pancho?
Pancho see a big cup near the well.
See, a big cup.
Pancho pick up the big cup, fill it with water, and drink out of it.
Huh. And that is what the dog did not like, eh?
See, Cisco, the dog not like this.
Well, I do not see why he should growl at you just because you drank out of that cup.
Pancho see, Cisco.
See?
The owner of the dog tell Pancho why.
Well, then, tell me, Pancho, why did the dog growl at you for drinking out of that cup?
It's easy, Cisco. That cup was the dog's cup.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Where are you going with the bucket and brush, little girl?
I'm going out to clean up the earth.
Clean up the earth?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a big job for such a little girl.
I know.
Like, why don't you just tell your mommy and daddy to have their furnace checked annually?
Yeah?
And refrain from burning trash.
And will that clean up the earth?
Well, at least it'll keep it from getting any dirtier.
I was wondering how I was going to do it.
You mean clean up the earth all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to cross the street by myself.
Cleaning up the air begins at home. Join with your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.